cattle futures ended the week narrowly mixed as Wall Street took another plunge. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend through December 26th. Cash fed cattle continued steady to a touch higher than the previous week through late Friday afternoon. For the week, live sales were steady at $119 a hundredweight in Kansas and Nebraska. Dress trade in Nebraska was $3 higher at $190. Live sales in the Western Corn Belt were $1 to $2 higher at $118 to $120, while dress sales there were $3 higher at $190. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out, finished cattle prices are trading close to steady with year-ago prices and are at their highest level since the middle of May. He adds that cash prices increased about $6 in the last 5 weeks and are now about 11% higher than their summer lows. One other note, analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service said on Friday that feed yards in Nebraska and Iowa remain mired in muddy conditions for weeks now, with some producers reporting close to a 1% yield loss. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed on Friday, an average of 42 cents higher through the front three contracts, and then an average of 23 cents lower. Week to week, they were an average of 64 cents higher through the front three contracts, and then an average of 35 cents lower. Both cash and futures prices were supported by the demand reflected in wholesale beef values, which were higher to sharply higher Friday. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value is $3.09 higher at $214.05 a hundredweight. Select was $4.36 higher at $207.50. Calf and feeder cattle prices were mostly steady to higher last week as buyers tried to shore up orders ahead of the holidays. Steer and heifer calves traded $4 to $8 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Feeder steers sold steady to $3 higher, while feeder heifers sold steady to $3 on either side of steady. With most auctions shuttered next week, AMS analysts explained buyers scrambled to procure cattle for wheat pasture. They added that wet weather hampered auction receipts across much of the Southeast. Feeder cattle futures closed marginally mixed on Friday. Week to week, except for a dime higher in September, they closed an average of 24 cents lower. Griffith expects cattle prices next year to be similar to this year as long as domestic and international demand for U.S. beef remains strong. Markets could be swayed in either direction as trade deals are signed or discarded, Griffith says. He explains this means there's more risk in cattle prices moving lower in 2019 than there is of cattle prices moving higher, given supply and demand fundamentals. Thus, he says, producers should plan for lower returns the next 12 months. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower again on Friday, amid continuing concerns about slowing global economic growth, domestic economic recession, trade issues, and worries about the government shutdown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 414 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 50 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 195 points. One final bit of news, USDA published the monthly cold storage report Friday. Total pounds of beef in freezers as of November 30th were down slightly from the previous month, but up 6% from last year. Frozen pork supplies were 11% less than the previous month, but 1% more than the previous year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were down 6% from the previous month, but up 4% from last year. Total frozen poultry supplies were 13% less than the previous month, but 2% more than a year ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend through December 26th. This is Wes Ishmael. Here's wishing all a merry and blessed Christmas.